Welcome back. You're listening to CKLU 96.7 FM, coming to you from Laurentian University. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin, and this is another issue of the Learning Clinic. I'm reading a book right now called The Power of Small. It is written by a lady by the name of Linda Kaplan and Robin Koval. It's basically about how some of our smallest actions and gestures can have a huge impact on the achievement of our big goals. Most of you who know me and have heard some of my previous shows know that I strongly encourage people to know what their big goals are so that they can have some focus on where they're going. But I also believe that your life can be totally changed by some of the smallest, seemingly inconsequential events or actions. This was brought out to me one day when I met a young gentleman by the name of Jason Contact. Now, Jason was the president of the SGA here at Laurentian University, and he was scheduled to be a special guest on my radio show one day. So I stopped by his office about an hour before the show to discuss some of the topics we'd be covering. The door was locked for the day, but he let me in, and we were engaging in a conversation when we heard another knock at the door. Well, Jason opened the door again and greeted a young lady who looked as if she was a first-year student at Laurentian. The girl asked if he could tell her where the pub office was located because she thought she had lost her student card there the night before. Jason informed her that the pub was closed, but that he would check in a binder on his secretary's desk just in case the card had been found and brought to the SGA office. Sure enough, the grateful girl spotted her card and expressed her extreme gratitude to Jason for finding it. She needed it to get on the transit bus, which was leaving in 5 minutes to take her home. Jason let the girl out and locked the door again before returning to our conversation. I later explained to Jason that even though it was the first time that I had ever met him, and did not know what kind of background he had or what he was studying, the kindness he showed to that young lady spoke volumes to me about Jason Contact. To Jason, what he did wasn't a very big deal. He was just doing his job. But to the young lady, finding her student card was a huge deal. It was her pass for just about everything important to her. Furthermore, the office was actually closed, so Jason didn't have to do a thing. The girl would have continued in her quest to find the pub office and may still be searching for her card. Instead, since this may have been her first experience with the SGA, she left that office with a wonderful impression of the SGA and the president, Jason Contact. Who knows what that single act of kindness may bring about? This young lady may even decide to run for one of the positions that are up for the election, and she may even one day become president, all because of the positive experience she had in her time of need. I told Jason that if I was considering him for a job, none of his letters of reference, nor any of his long list of accomplishments and achievements, not even his position as president of the SGA, would have as much impact on my decision to hire him as witnessing that simple act of kindness to a young lady whom he had never met. I told him that I would hire him on the spot regardless of the rest of his qualifications. It reminded me of the time that my youngest son, Marty, and I met with Dave Newell, who at the time was the head supervisor of officials with the NHL. He was acting as a mentor for Marty and gave him some advice that would help him get noticed for promotion to the higher levels in the world of hockey. Mr. Newell explained that one of his responsibilities was to go out and scout prospective referees for the National Hockey League. He would go out to an arena and watch as the referee came on the ice for the warm-up skate. He would watch to see how the referee wore his sweater, how he skated around the rink, and how he stood by the boards waiting for the players to finish their brief warm-up. And then he would look at the referee's skates. He was looking at the condition of the laces. Mr. Newell stated that regardless of what kind of previous reports he'd received about how good the referee was, or what he saw in the warm-up, if the laces were marked or worn out, or if they weren't perfectly white, he would leave immediately without even watching the referee work the game. Mr. Newell said that in all his years he had come to realize that a referee didn't care enough about the laces on his skates. He just didn't have what it took to meet the standard of excellence that was required to referee in the National Hockey League. Once a game, it may seem like a little thing, but it says volumes about the person. Marty actually went out and bought 2 dozen new laces that day and vowed to change the laces every few games following the advice he received from Mr. Newell. And so as you move forward with your life, remember that it will be the small things in life that have the biggest impact in the end. The next person you hold the door open for or say thank you to may turn out to be the person who will change your life forever. You're listening to the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin.